Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of Beyond the Cage. I'm your host, Jim Graham, and joining me today on the line, we have a special guest. He is set to make his mixed martial arts debut for ONE Championship Iron Will on March 24th, 2018, against Richard Cormenal. He is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt Gary Tonin. And Gary, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Now, Gary, of course, this will be your debut with ONE Championship as an MMA fighter, which you signed with them back in October, but was there any other organizations you considered signing with?
There was another organization that reached out and talked to me. It was another Asian organization. Other than that, nobody else actually reached out to me specifically. There's definitely other places that I could have went to in terms of, you know, signing contracts and things. But those are the only two that reached out to me specifically. I think kind of like the main reason that I stuck with ONE was because I got to build a relationship with them, you know, by doing that grappling match that I did with them against Shinya. I kind of got to like know their organization and the people that work with them and for them, and started to give me a little bit more confidence in their organization. I don't really, you know, I'm around a lot of people that, you know, work with these other organizations. None of them really seem too unbelievably enthused about the way that they're treated or anything like that, or the organization specifically. But I got the general feeling that pretty much everybody was pretty happy with the way that they were getting treated by ONE. And I felt the same way. So, I would say the bulk of my decision was just kind of like, developing a relationship with them.
Now, when you decided to give mixed martial arts a go, I heard some things in other interviews you had done that you weren't really thrilled about doing, like, the amateur circuit. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, and I wanted maybe kind of elaborate a little bit on that for people that
Sure.
maybe don't know.
So whether I decided to go and do amateur, or if I could even do it, or if I decided to try to do, like, a semi-pro organization, and when I refer to semi-pro, I just mean, like, something that is a professional organization that's not like UFC, Bellator, or Main Street,
right?
You know, kind of organization. The main problems that I see with many of my teammates and people that are around me that do that, that kind of go through that process, is just a difficulty getting fight experience overall, especially somebody who has a previous background like myself, because nobody really wants to take fights against you. So there's a lot of pulling out and things that go, that come along with that. A lot of unprofessional kind of behavior, amongst different athletes that are supposed to be fighting with each other. And, I've seen people kind of get strung out trying to train for a fight for 6 months before they actually fight, instead of, you know, getting, in that same time frame would have possibly been fought, you know, 2-3 times, something like that. So, I just felt as though at the point in my career where I am now, in my current age, that I'll have a better time getting a larger number of fights with ONE, because at the point in time that I'm at now in my career, I need to get as much experience in the cage as possible. So I think that ONE will be best able to do that for me, and I won't get as stymied by kind of these organizations where, you know, guys just pull out the last minute for fights and things like that.
Absolutely. Now, of course, you've been doing jiu-jitsu and martial arts since you were a kid. Is mixed martial arts something you've always wanted to do, or is this, would you say, a more recent interest for yourself and your career?
So, all right. Like, my background as a kid when I was growing up, I was mostly raised by my mother, so I didn't have a crazy amount of influence when it came to, combat sports and things like that. Closest I had was, like, my cousins did some wrestling. So when I was about 10 or so, I got involved in, maybe 11, I don't know. I got involved in, recreational wrestling. And from there, I had met somebody around age 14, 15 that introduced me to jiu-jitsu. But all throughout that time, I didn't even know that MMA existed. I also didn't know that jiu-jitsu existed until my friend, you know, that was doing wrestling with me, introduced me to jiu-jitsu. And then from there, I kind of found out about mixed martial arts, et cetera. That was a whole world that I just didn't even know existed. I knew what boxing was and things like that, but I'd never heard of mixed martial arts. Like, when my first thoughts, when my friend explained to me what jiu-jitsu was that it was fake and it wasn't real, because I just couldn't believe that people like practiced strangling people and breaking their arms and things.
Right.
I just, in my head at the time, I didn't believe that it was something that could possibly be done like safely, you know? So, it kind of blew my mind at that point. So in terms of that, no, you know, MMA wasn't on my mind, you know, since I was like little or anything like that, or since, I guess, you know, most people would put it in terms of like watching the first UFC or something like that. Like, by the time I had started watching UFC and things, we were well past that point. It wasn't like an initial thing. I would say that MMA started to come into my mind somewhere around when my my own instructor, Tom the Blast, started doing mixed martial arts at the time. So I came up with him for probably like the first 5-6 years of my grappling career. And he, you know, originally was also just doing pure jiu-jitsu. And I think like probably 2 years into my training, he started doing MMA. So I just kind of followed suit and played around with it a little bit back then. I basically sparred without having any understanding of what I was doing. So I would just kind of charge forward, throwing my hands until I could try to take somebody down, but I had no idea what was happening.
Right.
So I did a little bit of MMA when I was like 17, 18, but it was kind of, you know, it was very reckless and I wasn't really learning anything.
Right.
I wasn't like preparing for a fight or anything like that either. So I just rush forward and try to use jiu-jitsu. So, but anyway, point of the matter is that that's probably when I started to get interested in it. And along the same lines, kind of just realizing that that's another component of, you know, in terms of being a teacher, in jiu-jitsu, realizing that, you know, many of my students would eventually want to fight one day. And, that if I wanted to be a complete teacher, that that would be something that I would want to at least delve into, from a perspective of teaching. But I felt as though, since, you know, I'm 26 and healthy and able to, I may as well come at it from a point of experience. So I may as well, you know, get in there, experience what mixed martial arts is like, and then I can have a much deeper perspective of, you know, how to coach my students in the future when, you know, athletic competition is no longer an option for me in terms of my age and career. So that was a big draw. But just as well, you know, I've always kind of been attracted to, you know, developing my skills as a fighter. You know, like jiu-jitsu was a good start, and you know, I always just kind of wanted to get better and better, you know, from a selfish perspective, just that, you know, being more and more dangerous,
right?
Having more and more confidence that I'd be able to defend myself, etc., whatever the case may be, if I ever needed it. So, you know, adding in the striking skills and all that sort of thing just kind of play more into that sort of genre.
Now, of course, with this training in mixed martial arts, is it safe to assume the number of jiu-jitsu matches and competitions you do, that's probably going to decline?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it already has. I intentionally didn't take any matches while I was in this fight camp. I think the last time I competed was, I don't know, sometime in December, maybe. I didn't even really want to do that. It was a commitment that I signed up for before I realized when I was fighting. If I had it my way, I would have probably, my last match would have been sometime in, you know, early, it would have been like November or something like that. So, but anyway, yeah, I stopped grappling, for the time being, and I'll take this first fight and we'll see how that goes, and I'll see how I feel. And then I'll go from there in terms of like what I decide I want to do in terms of grappling. My contract is such that I'm allowed to take grappling matches, as in one championship as well as elsewhere. So, we'll kind of see where the opportunities fall. I know a lot of people are kind of signing with ACB and stuff recently in the grappling world. So I don't know who all is left these days to be able to have matches with without signing exclusively. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know, but, the plan is to keep grappling. Like, I just like grappling. So, and I don't really look at it as like a high impact thing that's going to take away from fighting, too much, as long as I just do focus on MMA. It'll be unlikely that there will be a point where I just focus on a grappling match at this point. You know, I may take a grappling match, but it's unlikely that I'm going to do like a full camp for one like I used to.
Right.
You know, it'll be like a side project, you know, alongside of the mixed martial arts that I'm doing.
Now, of course, you've been training MMA for a little bit now, getting preparation for this first fight. Would you say, is there anything so far in your training that is harder than you thought?
Everything? yeah, no, it's just a hard sport in general. You know, you take a lot more damage. Jiu-jitsu tends to be something where you can train nearly 100% and not really sustain too much of an injury or anything like that. So it's just kind of, you know, it's a little bit more high impact. You've got to moderate your training a little bit more. It's just a big learning curve. You know, I tell people that there's kind of like it's kind of a plus and minus, because they ask me how I feel about, you know, doing mixed martial arts now and everything. And I'm at an early stage where everything that somebody teaches me, I can learn and adapt to, you know, fairly quickly, because I know nothing, not right. nothing, but, you know, I mean, I only have a grappling base. So when it comes right. to the stuff that I'm deficient at, striking and things like that, it's like you're learning new things every day. So you feel like, in a sense, you're getting better, at least from a knowledge perspective. But then the, you know, the downside to that is that when you go to try to put it into practice, because you don't really know what you're doing, you feel like you're learning all this new information, but not necessarily that you can actually use it. So when you go to use it, you get a little, you get humbled and find out just how little you actually do know, you know, because there's always that differentiation between skill and knowledge. And to develop skill takes a little bit more time and consistency and habit forming. So that's been tough, you know, whether it be just the actual physical impact of it all, and trying to figure that out, adding that on to my training, and also just the frustrations of starting something new that you're not particularly good at yet.
Absolutely. I totally get that. I actually just started my jiu-jitsu training. I got my one stripe on my white belt. And even though I've been watching mixed martial arts for 11 years covering the sport, I always felt like I had a good eye of what's going on, getting in those first couple days on the mats and realizing I actually don't know as much as I think I do. Like you said, it's a very humbling experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, your opponent here for your debut is Richard Cormenal, who's 4-3 so far in his mixed martial arts career. Did his experience in mixed martial arts give you any concern when you booked this fight?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely has a thicker record in terms of, you know, professional fights than I think most people would be used to facing their first fight. In terms, you know, he's 4-3 as a pro. So, you know, that being the case, like, he's got a little bit more, you know, ring experience overall. Does it concern me to some degree? Sure. But, like, it's just something that I'm going to have to go through. Eventually, I'm going to have to fight somebody with, you know, more experience anyway. I'm not really worried about it. I look more at, you know, his skill as a fighter, in terms of, you know, what I'm going to be concerned about. Overall, I kind of see just kind of like a mishmash of skills. I don't really see, like, it's not like I'm facing a specialist in one particular thing. I don't see him as like being, you know, particularly trained in Muay Thai or boxing or grappling or anything like that. So it just kind of seems like he's been training, you know, MMA overall. And other than that, like, I don't really see, I see intermixed skills. It's not like, you know, I can see that, like, oh man, you know, this guy's got like, you know, crazy Muay Thai or something. That's what I got to look out for. So I've just been kind of preparing overall. You know, there's kind of two focuses, and there always is, when it comes to competing at a high level. And the first is, you know, the task that's directly in front of me, like beating him. And then the other is just my overall progress for the future. You know, my future goals and things like that are not just to beat Richard Cormenal. You know, my future goals are to be, you know, one of the best in mixed martial arts. So I have to kind of try to find a way to mix both of those. You know, I don't want to spend every waking moment just worrying about what that guy's going to do. You know, I kind of want to develop my skills as a whole in mixed martial arts. And I think that's most of what our camp's been centered around. We haven't really done too much specific training just for him.
Now, do you feel any pressure at all to show off your stand-up skills in this fight? Or do you feel completely fine taking this thing to the ground and doing what you do best?
Feel pressure? Pressure would be the wrong word.
Okay.
I definitely don't feel, if anything, I feel pressure to have to use my grappling skills.
Okay.
Because I think most people, you know, especially most of the people around me want me to do that, because that's the safest route to victory. Because it's, you know, it's obviously my greatest skill set at this point in time. So I think it would make everybody around me that wants me to win this feel a lot more comfortable if I just did my best to take this to the ground. I personally have always had a belief that I'd want to kind of try to work on the things, or sorry, try to use the things that I've been working on. Mm-hmm. And obviously a big part of what I've been working on is my striking. So, in my head, you know, when I go into this, thinking about the fight, like, I'd love to try to do as much stand-up as possible to just get that actual cage experience feel of what that's going to be like, instead of, you know, I mean, obviously spar all the time, but,
right.
You know, what that's actually going to feel like with the 4 ounce gloves in a cage in an actual fight, so that, you know, the first time I need to use my stand-up skills isn't against the guy I need to use my stand-up skills for, if that makes any sense. You know,
yeah.
Eventually I'm going to run into somebody who I'm going to have a tough time taking down, and I'm going to need to use a little bit more of my striking experience to be able to take a guy like that out. And I don't want the first time I do stand up, you know, in a professional fight, like consistently, to be that fight that just, I'll just be less, you know what I mean? I'll be less experienced, less
right.
comfortable doing it. So I'm always been kind of the mindset of just trying the things that I'm doing in training. So I'd love to use like a little bit of stand up to the best of my ability. You know, in my head, I'd love to just keep it on the feet the entire time, to be honest. But, but I know that, you know, that things change when you get hit in the face and,
right.
you know, when you're actually in a fight scenario and tension is high and, you know, the pressure is on and everything. So who knows how I'll actually feel. Maybe I'll get in there and be like, oh shit, I just got to take this guy down and submit him. I don't really know. But, you know, my initial inclination is like, oh yeah, I really kind of want to play around with some of the stand up, you know.
Now, as we alluded to earlier, you have competed with one before. That was the grappling match you did against Shinya Aoki, which was also in the one cage. Do you feel like that experience will help you with your debut, the fact you've already been in a cage before?
Yeah, I think that helps for sure. I think the major help is not just it's not just being in the cage there. It's just the entire experience of being involved with one. I think one of the toughest things from a competitor's perspective is just like adapting to new environments and things. And as you start to get to know the people that you're working with and the organization you're working with and things and the general feel for what that's like, it gets easier and easier because you get more comfortable. You know, there's less variables, there's less question marks. The more question marks and variables there are, the more kind of like nerve wracking it is, you know, the more anxious you get because there's things that are out of your control that you're not really sure about, you know, they can be little day-to-day things like who to call because, you know, something is missing or incorrect with your fight information or your medicals or something like that. You know what I mean? Just little
right.
things leading up to the fight just become a little bit smoother the more you work with people because you just get more comfortable that way. So I think that experience overall is going to help make me more comfortable. But I definitely agree with you that being in the one cage and in fact, you know, Shinya used the cage well, you know, to his benefit during the fight.
Right.
It was a little bit of a wake-up call, like I said back then, to just make sure that I have that down. So I've been doing that quite a bit at the gym. So I think it changed my outlook on how to prepare for this fight for sure.
Now, of course, your fight here for One Iron will be in Bangkok. Besides winning your fight there, is there anything you would like to do or see in the city?
I don't really know much about Thailand. You know, I hear good things. I hear it's relatively cheap to, like, eat and stay there and things like that. So I don't have any particular plans. You know, I'm sure I'll hang around and have some fun here and there. I'll stay a couple days after the event. I think the week beforehand is most of the time so tense that you don't really get too much of an opportunity to do anything.
Right.
You know, I like to try to stay relaxed. So for me, like I'll probably be hanging out with teammates and things like that, while I'm out there, you know, leading up to the fight and everything. So I'm not really 100% sure. It's funny cause I travel to so many different places, you know, competing and everything, but I rarely get to like, you know, quote unquote, see the sights of any of those locations and things. So, because I'm usually most of the time fighting or teaching a seminar or whatever the case may be.
Right. Well, before I let you go, Gary, I was wondering if you have any prediction for your fight, and do you have any words for your opponent, Richard Cormenal, on the 24th?
Well, I'll tell you this: most of the time, I play around a little bit more when it comes to like talking shit and, you know, being a little bit more playful with my opponents. I think I'm gonna ease up for the first fight just so I don't embarrass myself.
Okay.
I'll start talking a bunch of shit and then just get knocked out first punch.
Right.
I think let me wait till I actually like, you know, develop a little bit of a record before I start talking shit to these guys.
Okay.
but yeah, I don't really have too much to say to him. But I definitely in terms of prediction, like I said, I really like to believe, that I've developed some stand-up skills. So, you know, I think he's going to be surprised with my abilities in the standing position. Nobody's really been able to see it. There's no tape you can watch,
right?
You know, really on Gary Tone and stand-up right now. So that's going to be a big question mark in his mind. I think that's probably going to be the I think for him, he'll probably just assume that it's absolute garbage, as most people will. So, you know, and sometimes myself, I question that, but I think that's probably one of the things in a sense, in my opinion, kind of actually works in my favor. So that's kind of my prediction is that people will be a little bit surprised at how quickly I've been able to improve my stand up in such a short period of time preparing for this fight, considering that I really have had no formal stand up experience previously. Or, you know, maybe they'll see me get entirely embarrassed. We'll find out. But I'll keep a positive mindset about it. I'm going to go for saying that my stand-up will surprise people. We'll see.
Absolutely. He is the Lion Killer, Gary Tone. You can follow him on Twitter at @Gary_Tonin or his Instagram, just all his name, at Gary Tonin, taking on Richard Cormenal at One Championship Iron Will. That's March 24th, 2018, on pay-per-view from Bangkok, Thailand. And Gary, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. I look forward to your fight on the 24th.
Thanks, I'd appreciate it. Thanks for giving me a call, and you know, happy to talk to you guys.
Once again, that was Gary Tonin right here on Beyond the Cage.